Actually, we see a clear slowdown that was already set in the second half of last year. And although there were some signs of some improvement in markets, particularly in developed countries early in the year, over the past 2-3 months, things have started to slow down further. And the slowdown is not just in developed countries, but it's also affecting East Asia, Africa, and Latin American countries that are also feeling the effects of the slowdown in Europe in particular, but also in the United States.
How is the global economy going to grow?
That's a difficult question because we're still, particularly in the developed countries, in a very difficult and precarious situation. We're still looking at a situation where, particularly in Europe, the euro area crisis could deepen and escalate quickly into a much bigger financial turmoil, particularly if you look at the most recent indicators.
Now, is this slowdown in economic growth happening all over the world, or are some regions doing better than others?
No, some regions are doing clearly better than others. The biggest problems are in the developed countries, particularly in Europe. Some countries like Greece and Spain, but also other countries like the Netherlands and a few others are already in recession. Some are in deeper recession than others. But generally, the situation in Europe is very weak. United States, still, we project for this year about 2% of growth, but that's not enough to reduce the jobs deficit in the United States. We see still fairly robust growth in Asia, around 7%, but it's weaker than it was. Some countries in Africa are performing not too badly also this year, and even in some cases even better than previous years. But the overall picture is of a slowdown.
Why is this economic situation not improving?
We have this vicious cycle. If we don't attack the unemployment problem, then consumption will stay low. If we cannot put an end to the deleveraging process through more accelerated capitalization of banks and firms, then the process will be ongoing. And also, if we stick to the fiscal austerity in the short run, then we would continue to see weakness in Europe. So we need to attack on all those four fronts such that Europe will grow out of its almost nightmare. It could become a nightmare, but it's a quagmire for now.
What can be done to improve the global economic situation?
What we propose needs to be done is less fiscal austerity to begin in the short run. So fiscal adjustment is needed over the long run, but if there's no economic growth, fiscal austerity is causing much more pain than it does good. But it has to be coordinated properly. Many of the developed countries still have a lot of space to do more fiscal stimulus at this point. But we also say that that should be accompanied by a much clearer focus of those measures on directly creating jobs and also investing in sustainable development. That next to a set of other measures that simultaneously attack all the components of the vicious cycle, which I mentioned, and also ensures that enough development finance is available for developing countries in order for them to meet the Millennium Development Goals and other development objectives.
Those who are advocating for austerity measures are saying that there is need to limit spending.
That's very understandable. There's also very high debt. But what we say in the report is that, and we're seeing that, and we've said that also in previous issues of the report, it could be self-defeating. So if you have a declining economy and then there's no other source of aggregate demand or spending either by consumers or by businesses, then it's the governors have to step in those situations to get out of a recession. And also that's the fiscal austerity is keeping up unemployment, and in Europe it's still increasing and it's reached record levels in the Eurozone. So it's a sign that the fiscal austerity is not working. Through that, it's more difficult to adjust your fiscal balances. Debt situations are still rising and creating problems in financial markets. So the austerity measures clearly are not working at the moment. So what we need is reflection on that policy stance in Europe, but also in the United States, in order to more directly attack the unemployment situation, and through that get a recovery and think about fiscal adjustment over the medium run. The idea is to stimulate growth more immediately in the short run to effectuate fiscal adjustment over the medium run.